Welcome to Intuitive Art Sales. This is the show where I, Jessica Craddock, am going to teach you how to source your art marketing from within. You're going to practice claiming that authentic art business that you want and leading it to the most natural way for you to get there. You're going to learn to get connected to your intuition, your confidence, and your community so that you can sell your art consistently while holding strong boundaries on your work-life balance. Welcome back to Intuitive Art Sales. Today, I am talking with Christy Owen, who's a really special guest for me, because while she is both an artist and designer, she also co-ran an artist group that I was in for several years, probably 10 or 12 years ago. So being able to reconnect with her was really amazing. Right now, Christy is in a place where she's taking stock of everything that she's done in the past and figuring out a way to move out of burnout into more of a peaceful, tranquil way of making art. But at the same time, it's imperative that she brings in an income because she has been putting her daughter through college with her art business. So how is she going to find that balance in her life and her business? We're going to talk about it. Let's go. Welcome back to Intuitive Art Sales. I'm here with the beautiful Christy Owen. We have a history. When I graduated art school in, I don't even know what year it was. Let's say 2007, Christy took me into her art group. It was a bunch of women. It was called Fringe.
So cool.
And we did all kinds of cool stuff. We like rented a house and made it into an art gallery. And we had shows all over the city. And you just did such a great job with that.
Yeah. And Christy Hackler was the mastermind. She came to me and she said, "Do you want to start a women's art organization?" I was like, "Sounds great. I got a little child and I'm working my butt off, but this sounds great.
Makes sense. Let's
bond with other women. Let's support each other. Let's make work." And she fostered that. You know, she gets all the credit for that.
In my mind, it was a joint effort.
Yeah, like she was, you know, the visionary. I just happened to know enough about PR and graphic design and web stuff and all of that through my other jobs. And so we just had that perfect moment where we could make stuff pop. And we did.
Right.
Great. It was so great.
And that lasted for 10 years.
Oh, yeah, a long time.
It wasn't a short little project.
It was great. I just used to get so excited just to put the shows together. And it was much needed at the time, I think. It was relevant what we did.
It was needed by all of us who were trying to learn how to sell our art.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yeah.
Thank you.
We learned so much. I learned so much.
Christy and Christy. Mm-hmm. I might not be here if it weren't for you two. So
yeah. I know. It's so cool. I met you through Christy and Brandy and everybody else, just kind of kindred spirits.
Yeah. I have very fond memories of that time. And I just wished in my head, wish I had another one of those.
Now that I'm in another state. Start one up. And, you know, I'm glad for the experience. I really am. It's so cool that we had that. Because I wonder how many artists out there have even connections with any other artists. What if you're just an artist that doesn't really get involved with your community or other people? That was me. I wasn't trying to mix it up with anybody. So it was nice. I had such the great social life.
I mean, honestly, I meet so many artists who are like, "I just want a community." And now that can be achieved online.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's quite as powerful, but it's something. Like,
it's great.
Don't be alone. Find your crew.
Yes.
If you are around people who are doing the things you want to do, you're going to go further faster.
Yeah.
We were just kind of talking about before we started on here, how you were kind of reassessing the art that you were making and trying to get back to that play where you get lost in it and out of, "I'm producing because I need to produce."
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing that? What's your process to stop having a process?
Yeah.
Like,
I get excited by color. now more than anything. Maybe for a long time I was only painting in black and white because I was just trying to find this foundation, this harmony through all the work. I think that works. If you make a bunch of black and white work, it just kind of all goes together. But I'm very inspired by color. So then I see something on my walk or a color. I get excited about that color. I love mixing that color up. And then I see a blank canvas, which I usually buy minimum of three of one size in case I
Right.
want to pair them together. And then I have to violate that canvas with that color. I have to make that mark. I have to get over that fear of getting on there. So I do
Right.
that. And then I
Well, I just
will.
want to stop real quick. You said violating the canvas. I
Yeah,
am.
because they're so beautiful when they're brand new. They are so beautiful when they're brand new. They're pristine, you know? I just have to get in the studio and get moving. And one idea will carry over into another thing. And then I'll have this aha moment. Hey, this is working, or no, this isn't working. Throw it away. You know? Yeah.
You just described the process of here's how I'm working, basically. I mean, it's like any other artist, right? But it feels like you are forming your own process. I get three canvases, I violate one of them, I mix up my colors, and then I just take one brush stroke, take mark at a time, and then it starts to come together.
It builds. It builds itself. And
So once it comes together, then what?
then it's done. I evaluate the surface quality. Does it call for a varnish? Does it call for a resin? Is it good the way it is? You know, I like to protect the work as much as I can because I know accidents happen. So a lot of times I will put a finish coat on it, but I just love playing with the texture. It almost tells me when it's ready, you know? Look at it and I go, that one's done. You know, that one's fun. I'm okay with that. That New York
Sounds like you've
gallery.
cultivated like this inner knowing of done.
Yeah.
Crap.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Right. Or throw it away.
Or throw it away, which is, I mean, sounds easier, but it's not to
You
know
can,
which one it goes into.
yeah, you hang on to that stuff and then you finally get so upset that you burn it or you chop it up with an axe.
Oh,
Too. Yeah.
that sounds so cathartic.
Yeah, it's good for you. Or you give it away. Not everything that I make is everybody's cup of tea. And literally, some of my worst accidents would be somebody's favorite. And
Right.
that's just the subjectivity of art making, you
I know we
know.
said you got a couple galleries happening. You've got an Instagram that you know how to sell on if you want to. Maybe you're a little burnt out with it. But pretend for a minute and then you give me your gut response. But we have a new body of work. It looks great. You approve this message. What are we going to do with it? Are we going to do something with it? Does it have to do something?
Yeah, it'll go to the gallery in New York, or it'll go to the gallery here in Oklahoma City, or it's going on my own personal shop, which I thought about just putting it on my own personal shop first, then telling the galleries, pick the ones you want. That whole system of the galleries collecting your work and everything, I think could be really, I've had a shop on my site before. And I'll just pull it down. I'll just be like, hey, if you're taking that, I'll just pull that consigned piece down off my site. Because in the past, I've had Saatchi, put it on Instagram. I've had my personal website. I have the galleries. This is good. This is good because you've got multiple ponds to fish from. You want to spread it out. But as far as managing that inventory, that's really fun for me. No, it's not. So you have to get your daughter or an intern or somebody to help you with that organization. Yeah. There is a really good that I need to download, a really good inventory management artwork archive.
I
I don't
have
know.
heard of it. I've had a couple of clients try it out. I haven't gotten my hands dirty with it. I think they appreciated the organization of it. It also, maybe for some of them, felt like a lot to even put it in there in the first place, but that's just the nature of inventory. How do I deal with this in a way that works for me?
But you have to hang on to some of your work because, I mean, you could still sell it. And sometimes people don't know how old it is. Great. And so I know the pieces that I need to hang on to, and I know the ones that need to be destroyed. I wouldn't even give them away, some of them. Like 90%. So that's my approach to art making.
What's maybe, I don't know that you know the answer to this, but what's something that I can maybe help you think about in order to take a step forward with the place you want to go? Let's start there. Where is the place you want to go? Is the place you want to go just, I just want to take this year and make whatever I want and see where it goes?
Yeah, that's my year this year. I deserve that after everything. I feel like this is healthy. It's a hiatus, good place to be. But I
And part
have.
of the way that you're able to do that is by it not being your only gig.
Exactly, which is a good thing. You know, people, they say, oh, this artist isn't serious. They have a side job or something. No, I'm putting my kid through college. And for me, the way that I make art and art sales, I need to focus on bringing an income. But there's this also really awesome income from art too, that maybe I don't have to work so hard for anymore. You know, maybe this is more about the magic of art making now. Instead of produce this art for this show, go. You know, now it's, I'm going to make something that I'm really excited about and I'm going to share it.
Well, and you've done that for how many years now? Like you have built up collectors, you've built an audience, you've built people who know you and love you. And it's not like you're starting from scratch here. You have all these pieces in place already.
Yeah, and I think it's good to be mysterious for a little while too. Just kind of fade off for a minute. It's okay. I'm 50, so this is just where I'm at mentally in my mind. And I just see that I'm never going to stop making art. It's always there for me. And to take it at the pace that I need to be taking it, I feel like I'll make better art that way. Kind of getting back to basics.
You know what I did the other day? I wrote down every single thing that I do in my business, or I tried to write them all down. I probably missed 50. And then I looked at it and I said, if I could only do 10 to 20% of this, what would I be the most sad to lose? So if I had 40 things, then I could only pick eight. And then I also did. If I could only pick eight of these things, which ones do I know work the best? And then I looked for where the overlap was, and there was some overlap. And then I put all those things down at the bottom of my paper and I said, how could this be it? How could I only do the things that I love and the things that make the biggest impact? And I'm still thinking on that. I had an idea. It's way out of the box. I'm going to recommend that exercise forever. Because it really
Absolutely.
helps you see where you want to go. What do you want to be spending time on?
Your energy. Yes. Where can you make that the best, most fulfilling time that you're spent? Absolutely. And being fully present and enjoying that as much as possible. It's really
Right.
important.
And so I'm not suggesting that you need to do anything this year, but if you did want to prioritize spending the year making what you want to make and playing with it, and continue to not just completely hide away, but give yourself some opportunity to create some art sales there. I would recommend that exercise for you. Like, what's the minimum things that would supplement what I want to do?
Yes, I did actually do like because I have these different series. So I looked at all these series and said, okay, you've done them in black and white. Let's do these series in color. You know how to do these. They are fun. Let's
That's a
just
fun idea.
move this way, and that will be how everything will be cohesive. It won't seem so out of left field. I can add these things to everything I already have, you know. So, and I feel safe in that area, and that's where I'm allowed to explore still. Like I said, if I have some extra paint somewhere, it's going to go on this little experimental trial somewhere, you know. So that's what this work is. It's actually kind of everything that I've done in the past, but now in color. It's a safe place for me to be, but my studio is in disarray. That's step one. And once that's squared away and I feel the tranquility of the cleanliness in that space, then I can go in there and make a mess. I do make a lot of work when I get going. It's like multiple pots and pans on the stove. You just got a bunch of things going on.
Well,
So
you said like I want to get out of production mode and always like having to produce for this thing, and I want to get into getting lost in it. And isn't
right.
it funny that when you get lost in it, you produce a lot?
That's your flow state. That's
Right?
the best place to be. And it's taken me a long time to get back to that flow state, in any serious sense. Because I have another job, because life. So the main thing is just I do have days on my calendar that I'm like, this is a studio day. And you're going to be in the studio today, at least 2 to 3 times a week. You're going to be doing something. I will always keep my foot in that door. I will never let that shut. You know what I mean? Like, why
Yeah.
would you? You know?
I
So
did.
you did.
I did.
So you've been on the other side. You know what I'm talking about.
Just I don't need that door right now. I'm just gonna close it. It's
Yeah.
distracting me.
It's good for you. I think, you know, you guilt trip yourself for a while. Well, first you're happy to just shut the door and forget about it. But then if you keep kind of looking in there every once in a while, you start guilt tripping yourself.
I think I even got through the guilt tripping into I don't need that.
Cool. That's the
Not in
best.
a, I don't know that it's even in a good way. It's like I just went down so far down that rabbit hole that I was like, art, meh.
You need a break.
It all came back around. It
Yeah, it's always
it's
going to
gonna
come back.
knock that door down if you don't let it in or if you don't open it back up. So.
It's refreshing, especially to take that time to take stock of everything and go, hey, that really worked for me, or that didn't work for me. Reassess and prioritize from that. You know, yeah, I think it's a good place to be. It's, I don't know what level I'm at in terms of like climbing around in the art world, but you
We
know,
have to make a ladder first.
but musicians are allowed to take off for years.
That's true. That's a very valid point.
It doesn't matter what year they made their music, right?
And
Yeah.
you'd be maybe not amazed, but I am consistently amazed by how many people start talking to me in their retirement age, like 65, and they're like, I'm just getting back to making art. I forgot how much I loved it. I want to do it again. And it's
Yeah,
like,
that's a great thing. It'll always be there for any artist. It's there for anybody, let's put it that way, I think.
Right.
It's a choice to make art. It's a choice to be involved with this, you know.
Hey there, lovely listeners of Intuitive Art Sales. It's Jessica Craddock, your guide to navigating the exciting world of marketing from an authentic place. I have a special request for you. I have shared tips and insights and stories on how to connect with your intuition, boost your confidence, nurture your community, and maintain those all-important boundaries to create a fulfilling work-life balance. And the amount of support you have shown me is incredible. And your feedback is invaluable. So here's the ask. Would you please take just a few moments to leave a rating and a review for Intuitive Art Sales? You can share your thoughts, your breakthroughs, or simply why you love tuning in. It is this little small action that can have a big impact on artists worldwide, just like you. And I also want to say thank you for being a part of this family and for helping me find others who need help on their creative path. Your unique voice matters, and together we're making the world a more inspired and vibrant place. So with so much gratitude, thank you for rating and reviewing us on your favorite podcast platform. It means the world to me. Someone left a comment on one of my Instagram posts about if you write a book, you're a writer. Just because you haven't written a novel in 10 years, you're still a writer. Same thing.
Right. You are what you make.
Yeah. You are what you do.
We all wear many hats these days, I think. Everybody's very diversified, you know, and there's no set point or time for anybody. Like some people, like you said, come out later in life. Even some artist that I saw, some woman had just started painting in her 70s and she was doing amazing work. I don't want to wait that long. I want to do it now. But when I feel like I'm going to be producing good work too, I'm not going to go in there and force myself anymore to make work. Commissions are like that, right? I've done some commissions and it's a love and hate relationship because you're doing something for somebody else and you want to fulfill their expectations. You want their mind to be blown. It's a very stressful thing if you're working on a really large project to deliver to somebody else's expectations.
Right. It's not fully yours. It's partially theirs.
But you know, quality, you know, there is quality in art making. We always talked about that in Fringe, is the quality there. Good quality products and, you know, things like that make good art. So there's that. Also, is it the style that that person's seeking from you, you know? And that's the safety in making these geometric things. You know, it's like, okay, there's color and geometry. What colors do you like? That's how I work on commissions. People have given me swatches and tiles and things from their home so I can match. That's full on production mode.
And I really think sometimes it just depends. Like sometimes that's the right mode to be in, depending on what your needs and your goals. And do I have another source of income or do I have to pull this all together so I can eat this week?
That creates different art.
It's totally different. And that's why I don't necessarily think that everyone should have an art business. Like it could take the joy out of it for you if you rely so heavily on it as you don't know how to make money with it yet. Okay, now I have to go make money. So now I'm going to do all these things that I don't really want to do. And I don't want to do any of them. So now I hate doing art. And it just turns into this thing that makes you sad because you got into it for something different. Thought, well, I'll just make some money with this thing I love. And then it ruins it for you. No, don't do that. Find another way. Supplement or just to have your painting be for you or like do what you need to do, but don't ruin it. And some people love making money with their art. Some people like they love business or they love marketing or they love the processes side of it and yay for them, but not everyone's like that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I agree with everything you just said. In fact, I've experienced that. And how can you pivot? How can you transition? How can you make it work for you still? You know, I have played tennis all my life and I have seen women on the tennis court well into their 90s, still playing, and they'll beat you. They'll have you moving around for those balls. I feel like art is the same. You can always have that outlet there. You can always make something happen at any time. I never expected to have success as an artist. I was told that I needed to get a technical trade in order to get to make an income. You'll be a starving artist. So that's why graphic design. I'm an art director. I'm a marketing director. And so money is important. It is financial freedom. It allows you to do certain things. But I think a really good question I've been asking myself lately is, if you didn't have to pull in an income, What is your dream scenario with art? Where are you going with that? Envision it. I believe in manifestation, and I believe that if you can dream it, you can start building that because it gives you a roadmap, right? It's a place. If you have a vision or just a rough idea of this situation you want to be in, like you said with your list, what are those minimum steps that I can take to move myself forward to that?
And honestly, I would love to do that entire exercise with you. Let's see what we can do in a couple minutes here. So, you've been talking to yourself about this already. The number one non-negotiable, this is a part of it so far. What is it for
For
Kristen?
me, I'm going to focus on getting the work on the online platforms. And I also have the work for the shows. I'm going to have an art show in November here in Oklahoma. And there's an art gallery that is in New York City. I was supposed to have a show. COVID canceled that for us. And so I am going to revisit that as well. That's another reason why I make art is so I can travel. That's the main thing that I'm getting into right now.
So you said on the online platforms, and we already talked about that a little bit, but why is that something you want?
It's very helpful. If I don't do the artwork archive, or maybe I link that into my website, or I want on my inventory everything to be in one place if possible. I don't want to
You're
have to touch.
craving some simplicity.
Yeah, I don't want to have to open a bunch of different apps and update all this stuff. I'm going to make a mistake. I'm really looking for this one place to have everything. If the galleries want the work, they can go to this place. I have interior designers too that, they just want to see what I have. I used to have an online shop, but I never kept it updated, so I've got to make sure to keep things updated. I would just throw everything in a Google Drive folder and send them a link. And I'd literally put the name and the price and the size in the name of the file because that's the easiest thing I can think of. Because I used to do spreadsheets, I used to do this and that and all these things. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is the easiest way to send your price? Like a tear sheet. So I'd like to definitely have it all in one place, although that may not be possible. Also, this is something I've been saying to myself for many years, and I really need to implement it, and I hope I will, is that I will put everything on my website first, then blanket it to social media. This is a huge thing that I am so guilty of because in the past I would, hey, let's just blast it on Insta. And then I would never.
Okay,
So.
so the only thing that I've heard so far is it allows me to travel. I want to travel more. I've
Yes.
also heard I should, I would like it if this would probably make me easier, like getting my work on these online platforms where it's all in one space, then put it on my website for social. You don't have to do those things. Like you said, the thing that you hire your daughter to do because you're not craving those because you want to do them. You're craving them because you think that system will simplify your life.
I feel like I would organize everything.
So back to the desire, if you ha didn't have to bring in an income, was your parameters for this. What else would your art look like?
More large works, which would require a larger studio space. Yeah. And then more of a risk, right? So I'm going to focus on the smaller things and medium sizes
Whoa, 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 back up, back up.
because it's what I can do right now. It
What if
doesn't.
for every five small mediums you made one big?
Yes, absolutely. That's something I do for sure. I have large canvases. I have old work that's sitting here right in front of me. But the thing is my storage situation, the inventory management of the large works, I will need a larger space, which is a financial thing, right? I'm gonna have to pay for that larger space. So I've had larger spaces before as well. It does allow me to make more work.
Yeah. You've told me two things you really want, like you crave travel and large works. Part of this exercise is, yeah, none of that seems realistic, but if I think outside the box a little bit, how could it be realistic? And I'm not saying I have the answer for you, but maybe it's all your large canvases are the same size and they are stacked neatly against the wall, unless they are in a gallery and they're just all in one spot. And yeah, that's taking up a good chunk of your room, but they're all together. And then you've got your art making spot over there. Like, when you start to think, how could this be possible? Problem solutions that you didn't think of before, that's when you get them.
All nice and neat. Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah.
Is there anything else on here? Large works, travel, what else?
To reach a flow state when I'm making the work, to not feel safe, but to feel like lost in it again, to figure out a way to be excited about the work that I'm creating. Aha moments. I'm looking for that again, which obviously translates in the art when it's finished. People, when you look at art, you can tell it can transfer that vibe. That's right. What art does. So if I'm feeling flat and I'm overproducing stuff that I'm not excited about, that's how the art's going to feel.
You said I should be planning it more. If I could do it with a sculpture, I can do it with a painting. I should.
Right.
Compared to I want, when you're in flow state, it comes from one stroke. And then that translates into 14 more strokes, which translates into a finished body of work before you realize what happened.
Mm-hmm. It's quite the process, isn't it?
Yeah. But you told me how to do it.
Right, right. Yep. So it requires the discipline to stay on task, to be very clear about what it is you're wanting to do. This is with everything again in life. This isn't just art. You know, mm-hmm. That's just having a vision of where you want to go. I like your idea of what are these top three things that I can do that I can manifest this with, you know, and I think that's a nice way to organize some type of, it's goal setting. It's, you know, and the steps to get there, I think, to
and it's
define
problem solving and it's creative thinking and it's,
and defining that is super important. Otherwise you're just kind of lost. You need a roadmap.
Right. And I think that artists do like that part. They may not realize they like that part, but the part where they get to envision and mm-hmm. the part where they get to say, how can I make that out of nothing?
Mm-hmm.
And how can I think outside the box with the tools that I have to get the outcome I want? Like, that's the whole art making process.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in a different form.
Yeah.
So yours are travel, large work, flow state.
Yes. That sounds nice and neat.
It does sound nice and neat. And when it's so simple like that, it's like, you can figure that out.
Sounds like a great plan already. But until I get to this mega artist version of myself, the small works do pretty well at the art fairs. The gallery in New York has taken the small pieces. They've sold some larger, not super large works, not anything like a 5 foot by 7 foot. They'll take probably a 4 foot by 4 foot. They'll take larger than that. And I need to start sending them larger works. That would be really a priority. That is my priority this year, to talk to her. They're awesome. They have been around forever. So they've been through all of art's ups and downs. So they're just wonderful. And then here locally too, you know, two galleries for me is manageable, is good. I think the good thing too about small work and large work is the small work lets me play, then I can transfer that to the larger work. So there is a reason for the small works, not only less risk, less inventory.
I can get behind what you are saying if it is for the purpose of it helps me make better big work. Everything you're saying is completely reasonable and makes perfect sense and has lots of reason behind it. But it also felt like, well, these are the things I want, so I'll do that later when I feel less risky. But you don't really have any risk. I mean, you do. Everyone has some risk, but you have a very low level of risk. And the more you want it, the riskier it feels, and the more you put it off. So I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying, notice that thought process and don't let it keep you from going to that.
The nice thing about the smaller works too is that you can put them all together and make a large work, right? That's kind of like an installation at that point, which that's the modular, attractive aspect to these smaller works. And that there's a reason for them. And when I'm ready to, it will transpire. I think setting these parameters is excellent, but don't get caught in them either, because there's always something on the other side. And that just goes back to the happy accidents in my life. So,
Finding the things that you didn't think you wanted along the way.
yeah.
Like your example of the small works creating maybe an even bigger installation than you could make a painting and fall in love with that process, something else. But
Yeah. It's important to have those parameters. It's important to have those goals. At least if you have that, then you feel safer a little bit, you know. But it is
safer in
daunting.
putting yourself outside the safe.
Yeah. It's exciting. It's fun to be an artist right now. I will just always encourage anybody who makes art and turns it into a business to just keep trying to find ways to enjoy that process and don't get burnt out. But if you do, that's okay. That is probably pretty normal,
It is
right?
always an option to feel burnout.
Yeah, life happens, things happen, but art is absolutely magical, and it brings people together, and it's a moment for you to relax and maybe unplug from the modern world and everything else that's going on. And so that's why I love art so much. That's my main reason for being an artist. So can't take that away from me or anybody else. And I'm always going to make art. I'm excited, but I'm not putting the stress on myself to do too much this year.
Flow state.
Let's talk in a couple of years.
Flow state is number one on the list.
Flow state is a big place to be. Yeah, when it's clicking, for sure. Yeah, then you're really alive. You're really excited. So sometimes
Well,
it's
thank you
easier
for
to
that you
do
want it.
that for somebody else than yourself as well. You know, it's easier to be making art for somebody else or do something. That's the nice thing about that, you know, like to be an apprentice for somebody and you're working with them on their art, let them handle all the stress of trying to find their flow state. You'll be the production. I've been the production side of working under a sculptor, and that was fun because you're literally working and making art and somebody else's, but you are learning. I think learning is a big part of the excitement factor. And that's why I'm trying to find a new kind of way to tie everything together, even though maybe it looks like something I've always done. But for me, I'm really trying to make it all cohesive, right?
I'm gonna give you one more recommendation if I find it, and then I need to wrap up. There's an online test you can take called Gallup Strength Finder. And when you said learning, that kind of put a light bulb on my head.
I love
It'll
learning.
give you like your top 5 and 10 things that you really excel at. Learning is one of mine.
I love that.
And then what's at the bottom too. And so it's all about trying to learn how to work in your strengths. So when you're refining this little three things that we were putting together, thinking about what are my strengths, putting those in there as well, what I want and what I'm really naturally good at.
Boils it down. That's so nice. I love what you're doing.
Oh, thanks.
And I just think it's awesome that you're helping artists get the best out of their art making and what they're doing with their art. It's great. Like, I watch you all the time. I love it.
Part of This is part of the journey to figure out what are the things that I'm really good at and how do I turn that into my job?
Right. So
And
you never work
that's
a day in your life.
right.
You're on fire. You're really excited. And I had a moment like that last week for like 3 days in a row. It was just 3 days of art making in a row, right?
Amazing.
It was great, and I made a lot of stuff.
How often does that actually happen? I mean, like, that's kind of a rarity.
Once my studio's up and running, I'll be fine. It's the studio not being ready to work in that has me kind of on pause as well. So, yeah, I think it's going to be fun once that's done, and I'll feel much better about making art in that space.
Okay, Christy, because I have to, where can people find your work? Where should they go?
To my website,
Website.
christyelwood.com. And then secondary would be, well, you can go to Instagram or Saatchi. You can also find my work at the other two galleries. I have a gallery here in Oklahoma City and one in New York City. My artwork's also on Artsy and First Dibs. So you can go on those platforms as well and just put my name in, Christy Owen. There's no S at the end of the N. A lot of people want to put an S.
So good catching up with you.
Yes, I want to catch up with you again
Have more
and
time. Yeah.
talk again when things are maybe on a different level.
Well, and even if they aren't, talk again.
Yeah, that would be cool. Thank you so much for having
Thank
me.
you. You're
Okay.
welcome. Thanks for being here.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't yet, be sure to hit subscribe so that you can get new episodes loaded straight onto your phone as soon as they're ready. And as an added bonus, when you subscribe, it helps other artists find this advice so we can learn how to make our art more valuable as a community. What could be better than that? And be sure to say hello and let me know you've been listening over on Instagram. My handle is @artistmarketcup. I would love to hear from you.